The Western Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Linda Vanutu, has appealed to government to, as a matter of urgency, assist the Regional Health Directorate in solving some of the challenges that hinder quality health care to the people. She mentioned poor roads, training of house officers, inadequate number of doctors, lack of office and residential accommodation for health officers as some of the major challenges. She said due to these hindrances, the Directorate find it difficult in tackling communicable diseases in some of the districts in the region. Dr. Vanutu was speaking at the launch of the National Yellow Fever Campaign in Takoradi. Correspondent Peggy Amofasua has filed this report.
The program was organized by the Ghana Health Service and supported by the WHO. The exercise will be conducted in all the 56 districts of the country and will be in two phases. The first phase, which begins on the 22nd to 28th of this month, is targeting 42 districts. And phase two, scheduled for June next year, will also target high-risk districts in the country. The manager for the National Expansion Program, Dr. Aintree Ajay, noted that immunization will take place in health centers and at a number of temporary immunization posts set up in schools, markets, bus stations, churches and neighborhoods in all the districts involved in the exercise. He said all persons above 10 years will be vaccinated, except pregnant women. Dr. Ajay said the last yellow fever outbreak in Ghana was in 2006, and a mass vaccination campaign which targeted 91,000 people was organized with over 89% coverage. He said since then, there have been frantic efforts by the Ministry of Health to ensure that the disease is totally eliminated from the country. He said Ghana lies in the yellow fever zone of Africa and shares international borders with Cote d'Ivoire, which recently recorded yellow fever outbreak, and by extension, all districts in the Western Corridor of Ghana are at risk. He noted that currently the country records 3 cases and has necessitated the campaign across the country. Dr. Aintree Ajay explained that the disease is viral transmitted by a bite from a mosquito and urged all to sleep under insecticide-treated nets to prevent mosquito bites.
That was a report by Peggy Amofasua.